Okay. Remind me afterwards to invite everyone to take the course. Okay, so we have a little piece here about Source Islands and Yud Beis and Aleph. I want to start with a Tosos that we already discussed, which is Dibur Maskel Tzarasa Nam Lo Avda B'Maisa. Remember, we discussed this Tosos in terms of the two ways of understanding the Issa of Mima Enes. Tosos Kasha was, why does the Gemara say we can't think of any Havamina Asr Tzarasa Mima Enes? And they come up with this really, really Dachl Gzeira L'Gzeira. Taman, Hidalog L'Maisa, granted, you didn't do anything to her. Mikol Makom, what do you mean? But a Tzara of someone problematic, that's what our whole parak's been about. Mikol Makom came to Ma'enes Asur Le Havit Sarasa Kitzaris Erva Vehech Vidamalon Ma'enes Tishari La'achid. Right? Enechamid Ma'enes to the brothers, there's no din of Tzara amongst the brothers. But the Tzaras Ma'enes to the one brother who had a problem, she had a problem with, that's a din of Tzaras Erva. What's Tosos assuming in this question, right? Tosos Dibur Maskel Tzarasa. He is making two assumptions, one of which was the last year, and one of which is this year. What was his first assumption? That why is Mima Enes prohibited to the fellow she refused? Because of Eishlach Shalot Mokom Mitzvah, as opposed to the other Shita of the Tosos written in the Raven and others, which was, who remembers the other Shita? So one is exactly Mima Enes is Asura because of Eishes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah, which means that if you want to get out of Tosfos Kasha, you could say like the Ravid, I think on the Kor sheet I had to mean Iri maybe. I mentioned Malpeh was also a Ravid and a Rid. You could answer Tosos' question. This is just Chazara from last time. By saying, like the Ravid, the Iri here at least, and the Rid, that she's Asura because of Dumya, the Balas Get, and not Eishesach. Okay, so if the Isser is because Dumi Dabalas Get, Kevin Shelobana, and not Eishesach, then it's not an Erva. We all know something that's not an Erva is not going to affect the Tzara. But Tosos is making a second assumption as well. What is Tosos' second assumption? That when we say Erva Poteras Sarasa, what kind of Erva even counts as an Erva to Pater Sarasa? What is Tosos assuming? Doesn't have to be another erva besides the Yibum relationship. It could even be the erva of the Yibum relationship itself. Meaning every Yibum is an Eishesach. Right? That's what just happened. The brother died, now his wife is Eishesach. Until now we had the mission of the 15 Arayas. What were all the 15 Arayas? Taka, two of the Arayas were Eishesach. Eishesach Me'imo and Eishesach Shalohai Volono. But they were Eishes Ach, of a different Ach, who died, who died a couple of years ago. Right? All 15 Arayas means, besides the fact she's your brother's wife, she's also a different relative. She's another brother's wife, or she's someone else's wife, or she's someone's mother, or daughter, or sister, or however it works out. There was like some second relationship, besides being your Eishes Ach. Over here, there's no second relationship. She was your Eishes Ach, but she's a Ketana, she's my mind in you. All there is Eishes Ach, you strip away the mitzvah. So what is Tosfos assuming? Tosfos assuming here that you might have thought you need another relationship to count for the din of Tzaras Erva. The din of Tzaras Erva is if there's some other Erva relationship besides the one we're discussing now, which is that your brother died and left a wife, then that asks the Tzara. Tosfos assuming, no, even if there's no other Erva relationship, there's just the intrinsic, internal Erva relationship of Eishes Ach, of this brother, that usually the mitzvah of Yibam is Matar Eishes Ach. But if for some strange reason it's not Mutar, like over here in Ma'enes, where Gozer Midrabanan, that the Zika goes away and the Eishes Ach stays, if for some reason you take away the Zika and are left with Eishes Ach, then
Then that also asks the Tzara to use the lashon the achronim. What Tosfos is assuming is that Eser Eishes Ach Minafila Zo, meaning even though she doesn't have a second way she's related to you, she's only related to you one way because she's your Yavama. That relationship of Yavama, if you have a case where it's not matured, also counts as Erva to Aser the Tzara, counts as Erva to exempt or forbid, right? The Xeris of the Tzara's Erva doesn't mean if she's related to you in a second way, then she pops to the Tzara's. Even if she's not related to you in a second way, but if the first way she's related to you is not Hutar, then she potters the Tzara. Meaning, not only if she is related to you in another way, like the 15 in the Mishnah, who are all related to you in another way besides being your brother's wife, right? It could be the other ways they should ask. They were your other brother's wife, but there's another way they're related to you, right? They're, right, either, right, your descendant, or your wife's descendant, or your wife's progenitor, or your sister's wife, or your brother's wife who has died before you were born, or your maternal brother's wife, or your son's wife, or your mother's brother, or your, I forget which one I skipped, Loma Shana, or I even forget if I have skipped one, but, you know, they're 15 in the end. Even if she's, not only she's related to you in another way, but even she is Eishes Ach, and for some reason, the Nefila is not Matir, the Eishes Ach. What would her reason be? Tosos's reason is, because the Mion keeps the Mount of Darbana level, right? There's all of Darbana, what it looks like. It's really Mion means no one was ever related to anyone. But on the Darbana level, the Mion took away the Heter of Eishes Ach. That's Tosos' assumption. Now, where did Tosos get this idea from the Mishnah of the 15 women we just know? That if my brother's wife is also a different relative to me, then that's the Torah of Erevin and Pats of the Tzaros. We never had any evidence in the Gemara that if she's just my brother's wife and happens to be no mitzvah of Yibum for some reason and happens to have an Eishes Ach, that would also pop to the Tzaras. That's not some other Erva. That's just the definition of a Yavama. She's an Eishes Ach. How do we know she would also pop to the Tzaras? So where does Tosis get this idea from? From the next line in the Gemara. What does the next line in the Gemara say? Now we're ready to look at the Gemara. Amar of Asi. Tzaras Islandis Asura. Tzaras Islandis is Asura, right? My brother dies with two wives. One of them is an Islandis. Why? And then he mysteriously does not actually explain himself, right? Shenemar, Vaya Bechor Asher Teleid is Prat Le Islandis She'ena Yolendis. Right? That Bain and Shudashal Mikra, Bain and Drash, Asher Teleid is Nain and Islandis. Now, of course, what does his statement really prove? That who is Asura? What did he really prove with this Drasha? That island is Asura, right? Meaning if he said, island is Asura, Shenamar, Vayokar Sherti Lane, Prat Island is Shane Yolendis, right? He throws in something else as if it's so obvious that he doesn't need to explain himself. Tzaras island is also Asura, and then how does he know? Well, island is Asura, and then it's so obvious I don't have to tell you why Tzaras island is Asura. Okay, luckily, Rashi helps in cases like this. And Rashi says, Shenamar, Vayokar Sherti Lane, Ruri Lele, Prat Island is. And now that we know Islandis is Ptura from Yibam and Chalitza, now that she's Ptura, she's an Eishes Ach Shalob Mako Mitzvah. Vitzarasa Tzaras Erva, now that she's Eishes Ach, she's an Erva, and her Tzaras Tzaras Erva, and that's what Rav Asi means. So this comes from the source is Rav Asi. That is Rav Asi's statement. Let's just pause it for a second. What Rav Asi is assuming here? He's assuming, well, first he's assuming Islandis is Petura. But that's so obvious that that's ABCs. That's for sure he has the right to assume. What's he saying? He's saying that the islandness and the tsara are no flows lihivam, right? And then what happens? That's the first step. And then islandness equals the erva of Ashes Ach Minafilozo. Again, not the wife of a different brother. She's just the wife of this brother, that's why she's in Yivam. Equals Erach Minafilozo. And Ashes Ach Minafilozo is Poteres Sarasa. That's definitely true that I listen to everybody. Everyone agrees. If I'm miyabing my brother's wife who's an Einless, then I'm Chayiv Karesh. She's an Eshesach, and there's no mitzvah. But this is what Rav Asi is assuming. He's saying not only is Einless Petura, but when she and this other woman fall to Yibam, then since she becomes an Erva of Eshesach Minafilozo, therefore she paters the Tzara. Okay, now the question is he right or is he wrong? Masiv Rav Sheshes. Shlosha achin is suin, shlosh noshin nachrios, sumes achin mehem, the osbosheni maimer meis, or real chos lomas yabmos. Shemar meis ech mehem yvama yvo, lahom mishal azigs yamechem, lo zigas shne yvamim. Okay, this is a din which we're not going to get into right now. The, certainly according to the way the Bavli explains it, later on in the Flamadala, this really xerat rabbanan, the pasuk is not smachta, but what happens? One brother dies and leaves a wife. And then Reuben dies and his wife Shimon does Maimar. Now, Midrabanan, Maimar is only Midrabanan. Midrabanan, she's Reuben's wife, because no one's done Yibam yet, but she's Shimon's wife because he did Maimar. It's like he did half Yibam, so she's half Reuben's wife, half Shimon's wife. Now Shimon also dies. Now she's Eshes Shnei Mason, right? And it says right here, Mace Echad Mehem, to be reminded, if Mace Shnei Mehem, if she's Eshes Shnei Mason at the same time. And in this case, Midrabanan, she's Shnei Mason at the same time. Therefore, she is Petura, and not only she Petura, but Hari Elu Chos Lomas Yadbos. Again, still needs Halitza, because it's only Issa Drabbanan. Now, she also is Issa Drabbanan. The Tzorots are also Issa Drabbanan. Amar Rav Yosef, Zoi Tzoros Ishis Ach, and Rav Yosef sounds like an Amora here, who would not necessarily be such a Kasha and Ravasi, but if you want to get into some of the Diyukim, the Masorah Shas puts out on the side, and the Girsa that we have in the Tosefta, it's Rabbi Yossi Atana who's saying this, in which case that would be something Roy to ask the Kasha from. Zoe Tsaris Ashes Ach Me'av She'esun Afila Garam La Shalom Atzin B'chol Tar Kula Kigom Zos. This is a case, this is a strange case. Why? The Tsara is Usur because of, there's no other Erva, no side Isser involved. It's just the Nefila itself asked her. Why? She had too much Nefila. Instead of one Nefila, she had two Nefilas. Right? So that Nefila itself asks the Tzara of someone with no other relative but being your, you know, Eishes Achim Me'avim, being a good Yavama. And this we didn't find anywhere in the Torah. So that proves that Tzara's Islandess is not a Surah. Because this is the only place in the Torah that says, Zoe Limitimai, my love, but with the Tzara's Islandess, this Sharia. Isn't this my Tzara's Islandess, this Sharia? The answer, lo, the mutei tzaras islandis, the asira. No, maybe it doesn't mean this is usher, but everyone else like tzaras islandis is mutter. It means this is usher, lamai tzaras islandis, who's really usher. Lamai zuhi, zuhi dis, nufila garmos, rasa baya chalitza, islandis of chalitza, lo baya, my time after rice is rabbanin. Zuhi, we didn't find kol tzara kula. It doesn't mean the pshat of the price is obviously, we don't find an isra in kol tzara kula. But bedochi, rasa kvetel, is saying, this is the case we find, an isra, but you need chalitza, because it's only an isra drabbanan. We never find that anywhere else in the Torah. Anywhere else in the Torah, if there's an Isser, it's an Isser d'oraisa, and you don't even need chalitza like Tzara's Ayinah. So Badocha Kurbasi manages to save himself. Now, if you just even stop now and think about it, why does it sound like they're trying to reject Ravasi? Right? Why does it sound like they're trying to reject Ravasi? What are they trying to say? Ravasi thinks, Eishes Achmi Nefila Zo Asher the Tzara. What does the Braisa say? No, this is the one case of a Nefila of Eishes Achmi Asher the Tzara. But no other case. It might sound like, well, you can't be sure,
What they're rejecting is, right, if we reject Ravasi, right, we could reject this assumption. And say, Aishas an nefila zo is not poteris tzara. Only a second relatedness is poteris tzara. Only if she's an erva for a different angle, she's poteris tzara. Not if she's an erva for the angle of being a yavama. That doesn't happen. The xeris gossip happen with tzara is if she's another erva to you in addition to being your brother's wife. And that might sound like how we're trying to reject him, but in the end we don't reject him. Okay, let's continue. Tanan b'kulam meisu mino nesgar shoshin imsu islandus or say mutaros. What did the Mishnah say? If your brother's married to an Arab and another girl, and the Arab is found to be an islandus, then the tsar is mutar. That proves that tsar's islandus is mutaris. Lo kashi kan shekabur kashi lo hekabur. This is the big tosin beis on beis. You're not going to chazer now. That was the big sugya there, which almost all the Rishonim dealt with there. They say, no, the Mishnah doesn't mean Tsar's islandus is okay. The Mishnah is talking about a case of lo hikerba, when you didn't know she was islandus in Mekach Tos, and you were never married to her, and that's when her Tsar is okay, because she was never married. Dika nami diktana shenimtsu lo kutana, and the diakha, it's talking about lo hikerba, it says shenimtsu islandus, and not shahayu islandus, shmamina. Okay, we should point out, even though it says shmamina here, sometimes more says shmamina, but then a different amura, shmamina sounds like it's 100% proven. But no, Shmami just means in the opinion of the Amora talking now, it's Shmami Na. We'll see. The next Amora will say it's not a valid deal. And the Rishonim say that's okay, that's the Derech of Shas. Okay. Amar Rava Hilzo Tsaris Islandus Muteris Vafilu Hikerba. Really, Tsaris Islandus Muteris Vafilu Hikerba. Now, we shouldn't stop here. But if we did stop here, what would we think he was saying? Why is Tsaris Islandus. Tsaris Islandus Muteris Afilu Hikerba, even if she was really your wife, even if she's really an Islandus is really no fellas, and she really is a Tsaris Muteris, why would we think Tsaris Islandus Muteris if we stopped here? We might think. Because she doesn't have another Erebah besides being your Yavama. It's just the Erebah of being your Yavama, of Ishasach, Shalom Mako Mitzvah. That's not Asa the Tsar. It only Asa the Tsar if you're related in two ways, not if you're related in the way of being a Yavama. But Rava continues. The filu tsaras bito islandus, even tsaras bito islandus muteris. Now hold on a second, tsaras bito islandus is a real Arab, she's also your daughter. So now we need a new explanation. Right, and then where's the Elohim Dikhtari Shinimtsu? Tanisha Hayu. No problem. Yes, Rabban Rabbi Yochan, Rabban Tsaras Manus, Axis, Kula Mutaris. Fine. What's the reason why we do reject Ravasi? Why do we reject Ravasi? Even Tsaris Bito Islandus Muteris, right? Why is even Tsaris Bito Islandus Muteris? Right? My brother dies, leaves me two wives. One is my daughter, who's an Islandus. So now one is really an authentic Erva. She's my daughter, one of the 15 cases of the Mishnah. So why is the Tsar Muteris? So what's the real reason we reject Ravasi?
She's totally
Rivka. Right, what does Rashi say, quoting the Bahag? Hilch to signs of the Avagan the Hikerba Achiv Kaima, Bavi Yeshalo Mitzvah Tsaras Mishim Tsaras Abastiki Osra Avagan Tsaras Erbamako Mitzvah Dosra. That's only if it's she's in the parasha in the first place, right? Erb is in the parasha of Mitzvah, just there's a Ptor. Right? Vaha came into the island is he the beloved Erb Nami Luchazli, but island is no matter what is not fit for Yibam. And his Erba is a woman who's beat Karon fit for Yibam. She's in the parasha, she's just my Erba, right? She could do Yibam with another brother, she could do Yibam with a different husband, theoretically. Islandus is Mufka from Yibam. Islandus is not a person in the realm of Yibam. She's not the person who is Shayach to the realm of Yibam because she can't do the basic thing that Yibam does. Right? So Islandus is Mufkas Lagamre mi Yibam. Right? Therefore, Habitsurasus Erba Shalob Mako Mitzvah, Vekach Mafurish Malachas Gedolos. What is he trying to say here? He's trying to say all the Mishnah interpret the same way. They just say it a little differently. Why do we reject Ravasi? Because islandness is mufka'at legamre and is never nofeles with the tzara in the first place. Is in the end, we say, it's not that we think Islandus isn't an erva or isn't an erva. Islandus is lo b'mako mitzvah. She's not even in the parsha. She's not even a tzara. Forget about what the Islandus is. Not even a tzara. So basically, if I were, then I'll take Morty's comment, but just to make it very clear. Rav Asi says that she's Tsuras Erva. We thought we could reject Rav Asi by saying Islanus is not an Erva. But Vito Islanus is an Erva. So in the end, we reject Rav Asi by saying she's not a Tsura. Because it's so the Islanus was never included in the Parsha of Yibam in the first place. Therefore, Tsuras Islanus is the Tsura of nobody. Because in the mitzvah of Yibam, there weren't two wives. There was only one wife, and she didn't have a Tsura. That's what all the Mepharshim explained. Okay, so far we just read Pashat Shad in the Gemara.
The language I saw, it's as if she doesn't exist. This woman does
correct.
Not exist.
Exactly.
She doesn't exist, there is no Tsura.
Exactly. From the perspective of the mitzvah of Yibam, in the Parsha of Yibam, she doesn't exist. That's right? Based on the Shalom, meaning she doesn't exist. She's not a Tsura to anyone. Right? She doesn't exist at all. I don't care if she's an Erev or not. She doesn't exist. The Islandist is just not in the picture. Therefore, when my brother died and left two wives, one an Islandist, one a regular, he only left one wife, a regular wife. You're right. If we're in Tavolah Makam Mitzvah, meaning regular marital law, he had two wives. But in Maseches Yevamos, he only had one wife because an Islandist is a desert. And she's very nice and wonderful, but she's not in the Parsha at all, and therefore there is no Tsara. It's a Tsara of nobody. The Islandist doesn't exist. Very good. Not a Tsara. The Islandist doesn't exist. Right, regardless of whether or not she's an Arab, she doesn't exist. Yes, Michael.
She doesn't exist in the event of Zemek HaFetaos, or?
No, that is an Amar Aleph. Even Rav Asi admits if Zemek HaFetaos, she doesn't exist, because she would never marry. Rav says, even if it was Hikerba, a Filu Hikerba, she doesn't exist. Because since she's excluded from the whole idea of Yibam, therefore, in Yibam, she doesn't exist. That's called, it's as if Tsar Shalom Mako Mitzvah, like two people were co-wives, and there was no Parsha of Yibam. Remember, Tsara doesn't, Erev doesn't ask her, Tsara, there's no Parsha of Yibam. And for the Islanus, there was no Parsha of Yibam. Yeah?
Even according to the Ramban, I said there was two in Yanim of Zikas Yibam, one about the Binyan Bayis, and one about some sort of quasi-connection between the Yavam and the Yavama.
Right, interesting question. I mean, even if you want to broaden the idea of Yibam a little, nonetheless, you'd say, right, if Yibam was purely, I mean, it's still very connected to having kids. but even if you want to say there's other aspects of Yibam, Xeris Vos Asher Tele Pratla Island is that when you don't have the Leda, then the whole Parsha doesn't exist. Basically, you know, the whole Parsha is as if Yibam was not written in the Torah for this woman. And therefore, she can't ask her Tzara. Now, this always creates an interesting question. What always creates an interesting question? The Gemara has one Shita. We could have rejected that Shita for one reason. Maybe we even thought to reject that Shita for one reason. In the end, we reject that Shita for a different reason. Now the question is just, does that mean in the end we reject Rav Asi for this reason and not this reason? Or in the end we reject him for two reasons? Right? This is now an open question. Is there, in the end, there's one reason we reject Rav Asi. But there could be two reasons we reject Rav Asi. And that is the open question, Lemaskana, do we reject Rav Asi, right, for one reason or two reasons, right? Meaning, you're right, we say it's as if the Islanus doesn't exist, that she's not there, and we don't care if she's an Erva. But also, maybe say, we accept the part that Eishes Achman Filazu counts as an Erva. We just reject the part that we care about Islanus. Or maybe no, we reject both parts of Rav Asi in the end. We also think that Eishav and Filozo doesn't count as an Erva. This, Lamaskana, is an open question, right? This is where Chakiras come from. Good Chakiras come from just reading the Gemara. If you read the Gemara, you see Rav Asi made two assumptions. We rejected one of them, but we may or may not have also rejected the other one. There's no way to prove from the Gemara either way. You could say, well, look, Rav Asi thought Eishav and Filozo counts as an Erva, and we have no reason to disagree with him, because we already rejected him. Or not. Once we rejected him, everything he says is silly. So this is an open question. Lemaskana, what's the status of Eishes Ach Mi Nefila Zo? Do we say that it's Poteris Sarasa? And Rav Asi was right about that part. He was just wrong that an Eilus doesn't exist. Right? Rav Asi was half right. Right? Or do we say that no, here, Rav Asi was half right? Or do we say no? Rav Asi is doubly wrong. He doesn't have to beat a paskin against him. And we say, Eina Poteris Sarasa. So, what is Tosvos assuming? Tosvos, right here, when he asks the Kasha on Mima'enes, is obviously assuming that, in the end, we like the idea of Eishach and Nefilozoz Poter Sarasa. Islandus is not a good Heichitemtzi, because Islandus doesn't exist. But if you could find a case that exists, then Eishach and Nefilozoz would be part of the Tzara. And that is the assumption of Tosos. It's not only Tosos in one place, but I think I asked you to look at Tosos in two places. On Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a funny case of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. According to Rav Shimon, whoever holds their Ein Isser Chalal Isser, what's the case? If my Eishes Ach becomes Achus Isha, then my brother dies. So E Achus Isha is never Chal because Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So Tosfos asks the Rasul Lopaka, V'yavgav L'chayil Isser Achus Isha. Hold on a second. In the case of the Mishnah of Achus Isha, she's not really my Achus Isha. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Asur Nami Atzara. So why is the Tzara Asur? If she's not my Achazisha? No, Kevin the Lopaka is her Ashes Ach. Tos says, no problem. The Rav has a funny way of beginning to read this Tosas, which we'll leave out for now. But Tos says, hold on a second. What does the Gemara say? She never becomes like Achazisha, but she does stay Ashes Ach. Why? You have to read the Gemara there. Because if Ashes Ach disappeared, then Achazisha would be Chal. So then it wouldn't be Chal Alisser. So therefore, since if Eishes Ach disappeared, Achus Isha would be Chal, the Isser of Eishes Ach stays. This is the case of Eishes Ach Shalom Bako Mitzvah Mifilazo. That's the case, Ein Isser Chal Isser. She is no other Isser Erva, just Eishes Ach. And yet, Eishes Ach is there, so what does Tosfos say? As long as there's Eishes Ach Mifilazo, she parts of the Torah. Kamo Islandis, no Seret Sarasa Avgav the Ein, by Isser Ella Isser Eishes Ach Lechuda. Just like an Islandis, Tosfos says, yeah. An Ein Isser Chal Isser, who is only Usher because of Eishes Ach of this relationship, Pachas or Tzara, just like Islandus does. Hello, Tosfos. Don't you know we reject Ravasi and Islandus? So it says, yeah. We reject Ravasi because we say Islandus doesn't count. Islandus is as if she doesn't exist. But theoretically, we accept the first part that Eishes Ach Nefilozo is Poteres Sarasa. So Tosfos is consistent all over the Masechet that Eishes Ach Nefilozo, even though she's not related to me in the second way, she's only related to me in the Yibum way, and for some reason there's no Hector to the Yibum, is Poteres the Tzara. And this is Lashitas, so this is Tosa Lashitase. Of course, you could get out of Tosa's Kasha. How do you answer Tosa's Kasha? You could just say the other side of the Hakira. You could say, Aishas Ach Mina Filazo is not Poter Tzara. And then you would answer Tosa's Kasha. Tosa says, why is the Tzara's Ma'en is Poter Tzara? Because she's Tzara's Aishas Ach, Shalom Makam Mitzvah. Eishach Shalom Makam is another part of the Tzara. Only a second relationship part of the Tzara. Right? Who would hold that and be able to get out of Tosfos Kasha? So I think the answer really is pretty much everyone. This is famous, the Achronim, it's famous as the Chiddush of Rav Chaim. That it's, Rav Chaim is quoted by the Talmud in a number of places, primarily the stencil, the Brachah L'Shas, later on in Daf Lamed Vav. But also by all the other Talmidei Rav Chaim end up quoting from this, the Birkas Shmuel and the Imre Moshe, all the Achronim quote the same thing, and we'll see his proofs in a second. Rav Chaim says, no, we reject Ravasi all the way. Eishes Ach Nefilozo doesn't pop to the Tzara. You only pop to the Tzara if you're a second related, if you're a relative in two ways, not if you just are the Eishes Ach and for some reason can't do Yibum. In which case, the answer to Tosfos Kasha, why didn't the Gemara say Tzara's Ma'en is Asur? Because it's Tzara's Eishes Ach Shalom Makom Mitzvah. The answer is Eishes Ach Shalom Makom Mitzvah does not Patr Tzaros. You have to be another relative to Patr Tzaros. That is Rav Chaim. We'll see his proofs in a second. But it's not only Rav Chaim, meaning like a number of Chaims, meaning he's just telling you something that's before some Rishonim. The Ritva says it in a couple of places. I will just read run of them to you and try to be very clear. Here he's quoting... He's just quoting on a Gemara later on that has a diuk later on that says Tzaras Islandus is Muteris. So what does the Ritva say? And Afkaf, Pirish. First he says, what's the Ravashi Svara? Since an Eilis doesn't have a Yivim, she's an Eishes Ach, so she's an Erba. But what is our, why do we reject Rav Asi? So he says, the way we reason we reject, Le'idach Lishna, Le'mutei Tzoras Eilis, Hashta Chashvinan, Dekol Vasis, Yimon Abiyam, and Gulu Rabbis Klum Elamai, Dekol, She'isura, Iser Erba Barai, Shal Tesvav Noshin, She'enam Achaz Eishes Ach, Hashvinan Erba Gemur Lo'ol Tzorasa, Dedami Lo'achaz Eishes Lachaz, Anyone who's an erva like the 15 women, who's an erva of something beside the wife of this brother who died, who's a different erva besides being your yavama, then we say that's like the pasuk of Achos Isha of Litzrar. Achos Isha means she's also a second relative to you. Then she pops with the tzara. That's only someone who's a different relative to you, like the 15 women. When the only erva is Eishes Ach Lo Mako Mitzvah of this brother who just died. What Rav Chaim called Eishtach mina filozo, she wasn't the wife of a different brother. She's just the wife of this brother who died, and for some reason you can't do Yibam. Lo chashva erbalatzis raskamosa. That's not called a rayas to asim tzara. V'asim mutei tzara zayin, she muteres lo chashva lo tzaras erva. So that's what he says. He says that we reject that part of Rav Asi as well. We say if the only erva is that, your Yavama, who doesn't have a mitzvah of Yivam, that's not like Achos Isha. That's not an external erva that pops the tzara. An internal erva does not potter the tzara. That's what it also sounds like from the Ramban's quotation of the Yerushalmi. It's a little unclear. Our Yerushalmi basically has the most important part of the Ramban. The Ramban just, his girsa adds things in the end that make it even clearer. But the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, there's what to think about in the Yerushalmi because they want to point out that here, if you really want to work on the Yerushalmi, it's not so clear the Yerushalmi holds that Ayinlanis is Ptura Min HaChalitza in the place. But let's see the Ramban of the Yerushalmi, and listen to what the Ramban does with the Yerushalmi. Saris Ayinlanis, right. Matzina B'Yerushalmi Shol Tam Shol Dabar. Why Saris Ayinlanis Muteris? Why would Eishtach Shlohayib Olamo, right? Besides being my Eishtach of this brother, she's my Eishtach of a different brother who has died before I was born. That enters the Tzara. That is considered an Erva. So why is Eilonis not considered an Erva? I'm like, Eilonis Vitam Acherot Seisa, Sher Tele Yotzu Shein Yoledis. Because an Eilonis is not Usher because she saw other Erva. An islandist, this is the Ramban right here, Alatar, according to Yerushalmi, an islandist is only also because of Asher Tele, Prat La'ilis, because she doesn't have a mitzvah. Lo daya she'inim sevemesh, she'inim sevemesh, she'inim sevemesh, she'inim sevemesh, what do you mean? If she's not some other erva, she just can't do Yibam, then it's enough that she can't do Yibam. Don't ask her the tzara. Right? Well, Isha Floy, well, I'm an erva, he's an erva, puto teres, tzara, so, perish islandist, came to the potra, because of the she'inim rilus yabin, heich nesu tzara, lo afhima yurilelik tzara, sevemesh. Right? What are the first Yerushalmi says, why is Saras Ayinlanis Muteres? Because Ayinlanis is not an Erva. She's just Shalom Mako Mitzvah. That's not Erva. Meaning, first Rav Asi is wrong because Ayinlanis is not an Erva. Then, Amar Yerushalmi Sofash, well, then they go on to say, so why is Bito Ayinlanis, sorry, is Bito Ayinlanis Muteres? Elu Bito, when you serve the Ayinlanis Saras Asur, when they make you toast the Ayinlanis Saras Muteres? I'm like, Ayinlanis Misha Ainaba Olam. That's what Morty was quoting before. Ayinlanis Misha Ainaba. Say, sorry, is Bito Ayinlanis. That's because Ayinlanis Misha Ainaba Olam. But first, the Yerushalmi says, I could have matured Tzoras Eilonis without the Tzor of Misha Einu Ba'olam, just because that's not considered an Erva. Lo B'Makom Mitzvah doesn't count as an Erva. So the Yerushalmi certainly sounds like they're not saying Rav Asi's wrong only because Eilonis doesn't exist. Saying in the end, we'll say Eilonis doesn't exist. But even before that, we thought even if she did exist, the fact she's Patur of Mitzvah doesn't count as an Erva. So that's the pshat of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Shalom Mako Mitzvah, the fact that we potter from the mitzvah, does not count as Erva. Why doesn't Shalom Mako Mitzvah count as Erva? Doesn't that make her an Eishes Ach Shalom Mako Mitzvah? Yeah, but the Erva that potter the Tzara is a different Erva, not just the regular Eishes Ach without a mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi also seems to be against Tosfos. You see, we wonder why no one else is bothered by that. Kasha Tosfos and Rasal Tzarasa on the last Sugya, because no one holds like Tosfos about this assumption. The Chaim's against him. Okay, Chaim wasn't born yet. And the time they're showing up with the Ritva is against the Yerushalmi, which then is also quoted by the Ramban and elucidated by the Ramban, is also against them. And The Achronim point out, Rashi's also against. This you have to make a cheshbon. But if you're willing to do cheshbon, Rashi is also against Tosos. How do we know? What cheshbon do we make in Rashi? Not from our sugya. But what does Rashi say in Sota? Why is Rashi against Tosos? Because Rashi says two things about Sota Safik. What's the first thing Rashi says about Sota Safik? Anyone? What does Rashi say about Sota Safik? In Sota, the Rashi I put on the Makoros? Rashi, Sota Vavim and Altu, so me cover me in Allah. What did he say there that was not obvious? Okay. You're all lucky I'm not Chaim Soloveitchik. Rashi says about Sota Safek, Ava Baha Asur L'meimer, we don't force him to do Yibam. U'meila Shvina Kwa Da Asur L'Yivama Da L'Shayich Ba Yibam Ba'avike Ishtach Shalob Maka Mitzvah. Sota Safek is Pater from the Mitzvah of Yibam. Once Pater from the Mitzvah of Yibam, then it's Ishtach Shalob Maka Mitzvah. So Rashi says Sota Safek equals Ishis Ach Shalob B'makom mitzvah. If so, the suffix equals a shtach shlo b'makom mitzvah, then, but what does Rashi hold about saras? So the suffix? I mean, it's not a matter of Rashi. Right? What does the Gemara hold about the sarah of so the suffix? Well, I shouldn't say the Gemara. There isn't talking about Rabbi Meir Peretz. But the Pashup Shad, right? Saras of the suffix says, a little earlier. Rashi doesn't say explicitly. You have to add in the mainstream assumption of Rishonim. I thought it was Mefurish, but I can't find Mefurish now. Okay. If we assume, though, that Sota Safek is a Shach Shalom Makom Mitzvah, which Rashi says, and we assume that Saras Sota Safek is Muteris, right? Which most Rishonim say. So what do I mean? Rashi's very clear that Safek Sota becomes Eishtach Shalom Makom Mitzvah Yuchayv Karis. And seems to would Lechora agree that her tzara is mutter. The Rambam, before her tzara is mutter, that was the whole Rambam that we're talking about, and he sounds like Sota Safek is an erva because the Rambam writes that if Zakin Mamre argues with the Sanhedrin about whether a girl is a Sota Safek or not, he's chayiv because he's arguing about Nisr Karis. So the mainstream shot in the Mefarshim is that, what's the Nisr Karis? He says, the Rambam says, what if the Sanhedrin says she's not doesn't have to drink, and the Zakim Amri says she does have to drink? He's chayiv. Oh, Zakim Amri is only chayiv if he argues about Nisr Karis, because if her husband died, there'd be Nisr Karis for you. So the simple pshat is, meaning she's a Nisr Karis on the Yavam. What's the Nisr Karis? The Ishtach Shalom Makom Mitzvah. So, and the Meiri is perhaps even more explicit about this, because the Meiri says in Sota very clearly, I didn't put that in the Makoros, but the Meiri says in Sota very clearly that the Sota Safik, if the Yavam Taka marries her, he's Chayiv Kares because of Eshazach Shalom Makom Mitzvah. And the Meiri here says explicitly that Sora Sota Safik is Mitzyabemis. So the Meiri for sure says both these assumptions. Rambam and Rashi seem to hold both these assumptions. The Meiri for sure says Sota Safik is Eshazach Shalom Makom Mitzvah, Chayiv Kares, but yet her Tzara is Mutter. So if she's Eshazach Shalom Makom Mitzvah, Chayiv Kares, why would her tzara be mutter? So lich ora, because you could get out of it. Look at Tosos Rashi's brackets, but lich ora because he just doesn't like Tosos. He holds only another erva, a second relationship, patras the tzara. But the erva that she's a yavama who doesn't have to do the mitzvah, eshach shalom mokum mitzvah, and feel as though doesn't patras the tzara, and that's why so the suffix could be eshach, but not patras the tzara, because the eshach of this brother doesn't count as erva to patras the tzara, because it's not an additional relationship. Okay, so many rishonim hold against Tosos. Lechor Tosos is even, I think, a bit of a das yachid here. Tosos is a bit of a das yachid here. In having this question, and assuming that eshach and filosu patras, and that Ravasi was half right. Everyone else disagrees with him. The Ritva, the Shalmi seems to, and the Ramban seem to, and the Meiri seem, and the Rashi and Rambam seem to. Most people seem to disagree with this Tosos, and that's why the Kasha de Rassel Tarasa is not a very good Kasha. Rav Chaim actually brings two Rayas against Tosos. First, he brings a Raya from a... he calls it a Ramban and a Tosos, which would be a problem if there's a Raya from Ramban and Tosos against the Ramban, but I only against Tosos, but I only found in the Ramban. The Grach brings two Rayas. One, he says, this is another Ramban. The Ramban on Balas Tanai. Remember the case of Balas Tanai, right? You're Migresh Neni Amanasi, you'll marry this guy. So now he can't do Yivam because then she'd be an Ashes Ishlam Afreya. Balas Tanai. What does Ramban say about Balas Tanai that's a proof against Tosos? The Ramban says two things. He says that she's Ptura Mechalitza, and if she's Ptura from Yibam and Chalitza, then it's pretty clear that she's considered Eshtach Shalom Makom Mitzvah. Meaning people who do Chalitza might still be called Makom Mitzvah. If she's called Ptura from Yibam and Chalitza, then that seems pretty clear to apply that she is Eshes Ach Shalom Makom Mitzvah. Because if she was Makom Mitzvah, then she'd need Chalitza, right? If you're a Makom Mitzvah, you can't always do the Mitzvah. Someday you have to do Chalitza. But if there's a Makom Mitzvah, then you have to give her Chalitza if she wants to marry in the Shuk. And he says explicitly, she's Ptura Michalitza, which proves there's no Mitzvah. And he also says explicitly that she doesn't ask her the Tzaros, or just say it in a more mellifluous Lashon. Tzarotzeha Mutaros. So the Ramban, I think, is pretty mochra for Chaim points out against Tosos that by the Balas Tanai, again, my brother died and left me a wife, but this wife, her previous husband, divorced, Almanashi never marries me. So I can't do Yibam. So the Rashi says, I can't do Yibam, but there's still a mitzvah. I just can't do it. I have to do Chalitza. The Ramban says, no, I'm Ptur Ligamri. I don't even have to do Chalitza. She can go marry in the Shuk. So if I'm Ptur Ligamri, I don't marry to do Chalitza, then no Baka Mitzvah. She's Eshzach. But the Ramban also explains why not listed in the Mishnah, because their Tzaros are Mutaros, says the Ramban. So if you put two and two together, Tzaros and Mutaros, and she's an Eshazach, that proves Eshazach and Filazud is not part of the Tzaros. Tosos themselves not bothered by this. First of all, it could be that Tosos might hold the Maskana, she does ask for the Tzaros. Or it could be that Tosos holds there is a Makom Mitzvah. I just do Chalitza, because I can't practically do the Mitzvah. But the Ramban is clearly against Tosos. Then he brings one Raya, one Diuk from the Gemara against Tosos. What's this Diuk from the Gemara against Tosos? That's where this Grach starts. That's what it's doing later on. I would have put this Grach in Daf Yud Beis if I was writing the Grach al Shas. I don't know who did write. Who did write the Grach al Shas? Anyone know? It wasn't the Grach. The Grach wrote the Hebrew on the Rambam. That he wrote himself. He didn't publish it himself. His kids published it posthumously, but he wrote it for publication himself. He just wasn't zocher to see it, come off in those days. It was a longer wait before it rolled off the presses than nowadays. You know, he didn't desktop publish it. So he wasn't so for to see it come off the presses, but he wrote it himself. The stencil, the Grachal Shas, was just what Talmidim, notes of Talmidim. So whoever wrote it, why did they put it in the beginning of the fourth parak? Because they make a diuk from a line in the Gemara here. Hakones Yevimto Lamed Vav Mem Aleph, third line. Hakones Yevimto Venimtzes Mi'u Beres. Harezu Lo Tinasei Tarasa. So if someone marries his Yevama and she turns out to be pregnant, then the tzara can't get, the tzara cannot get married. Shemi Yevlaban Kayama, maybe it'll be a real live birth that it counts as a real pregnancy. Right? And if you marry one Yevama, of course the other Yevamas can, tzara's can get married in the shuk. You only have to marry one Yevama. But if it turns out she's pregnant, then maybe it didn't count because she'll give birth to a baby. Oh, if she gives birth to a baby, and if there's bunim, there's no Yevam anyway. No, her bia doesn't pop to the tzara's because she was embarrassed. The vlad doesn't pop to the tzara's until it's born. So what do we see here? What does the Gemara say here? That the tzara's are not paturos until the baby's born. Right? So if I marry, I mean, obviously I did a terrible avera. That's why the Chazal goes actually wait 90 days to avoid the shas. But if I marry one Yevama, one wife, and it turns out she's pregnant, the other wives are still zakukos until the baby's born. So I'm chayim, the Abbas Kasha, why are the other wives zakukos until the baby's born? The one wife I married who's pregnant, I'm chayim akarba, and that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah says, b'majal v'abakiyama hu mutu rozei v'lobo, I'm chayav karban for eshesach. She is the yevama who's pregnant is eshesach. So teinach the vlad doesn't pater until he's born, but the pregnant yevama is eshesach. So she's an erva. So she should pater the tzaras because the tzaras erva. Even if she hasn't given birth yet, to pater them because of a bunim, she should pater them because the tzaras erva. So what is Rav Chaim's raya? His main proof. He had two proofs. The second proof was from Ramban. His proof was that Lamed Vav Mem Aleph, that Soras Meuberes, even a Meuberes who ends up having a live baby, Soras Meuberes is not Peturos. Soras Meuberes is still Chayiv in the Mitzvah. Still needs Chalitza to get married in the Shuk. Soras Meuberes can't get married in the Shuk. Tell you to wait. Says, what am I waiting for? She's going to have a baby. That'll be Potter. Wait, because the baby doesn't Potter until it's born. So if this is a clever Tsaras Mu'uberes of Noslavka would say, but don't you admit that terrible Yavam who married the terrible Mu'uberes is Chayav Koris for Eshesach, so aren't I Tsaras Erva? Chayav says, no, you're not Tsaras Erva, because it's not an additional Erva, it's just the Erva of Eshesach when you feel Zoshal of Mako Mitzvah. Therefore, this proves that Eshesach when you feel Zoshal doesn't pot to the Tsara, because the Tsara has to wait and can't get married in the Shuk without Chalitza.
Suggested earlier on in a different case, and the filo may, like the real filo of the evil, maybe only starts after the marriage takes place.
So that's half the answer. So what would Tosfos say to get out of this? How would Tosfos lose offense? Arms. How would Tosfos get out of the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav? According to Tosfos, why isn't Saras Meuberes Petura because of Saras Eishes Ach Shalom B'Mako Mitzvah? Right? We're sure that Meuberes is Eishes Ach Shalom B'Mako Mitzvah because the Mishnah says Chayiv Karban for Eishes Ach. Right? Black and white. And we're sure she's not Petura because the Brisa says she can't get married without Chalitza. See, she has a lav of Losi Eishes Meishachut Lezar. That's Taka, good proof against Tosos. How would Tosos get out of it? So I saw in the Imre Moshe, I don't know if I put that in, he says a very, very weird philosophical way to get out of it. He says, because even though she's Eishes Ach, she's only Eishes Ach L'mafreya when she gives birth, and until then, she's not Eishes Ach. Which is a... which is a, you know, he says, like, even though she really is Eishes Ach L'mafreya, you can't take advantage of Eishes Ach L'mafreya until the baby's born. Which is, okay, that's, we just got hinted this a little when it comes to Mion, which is a classic locus of the question of whether the Marfreyas are really the Marfreya or not. But I think that's very dull to say that. The reason is because they're not Tzaras Erva now. They're only Tzaras Erva the Marfreya when she has the baby, and they know she's going to have the baby, because if she doesn't have the baby, then this is going according to Reish Lakish, who says that they're allowed to marry the Shukah if she doesn't have the baby. But that you can't take advantage of the Mafreya before it's Kal, so they really are Pukim and Tzaras Erva. They can't take advantage of that until it's Kal and Mafreya. Okay, that's a very big Chiddush, that you can't take advantage of the Mafreyas until they're Kal, even though you know they're going to be Kal and Mafreya. The simpler answer, what Daniel is saying, is that Meuberes is a different story. Meuberes is not a regular rule of one way or the other way. Meuberes, the whole nefila is nidche until she gives birth. The whole parsha doesn't start till she gives birth. I'll ask you, Daniel, then until she gives birth, why aren't they mostly marrying the shuk? So just fill in that one part. You're saying Meuberes is different. There is no parsha of Yibam. Nothing starts till she gives birth. So then, until she gives birth, why can't they get married in the shuk? So what's the special gzeiros hakasuv for Meuberes?
Ayin.
Yeah, so I think the question is, Meuberes is a special gzeiros hakasuv of Ayin Olav. What does the gzeiros hakasuv of Ayin Olav mean? The gzeiros hakasuv of Ayin Olav means that until she gives birth, it's a gzeiros hakasuv of Ayin Olav. Until she gives birth, even though there shouldn't be a mitzvah yibam, you still can't marry in the shuk, and a chanami, you're a potter. And a chanami, the tzaras are potter, the tzaras erva. But there's a gzeiros hakasuv of ayin olav that says they still have to wait to see what happens. That's especially ayin olav, you have to wait. What does waiting mean? Waiting means even though you know what's going to happen, you still have to wait because there's a gzeiros hakasuv of ayin olav that you're not allowed to move on to the next step until the baby's born. Why is there a gzeiros hakasuv of ayin olav? I don't know. That's a gzeiros hakasuv. So I think that's the best way Tosfos would answer it. I've seen this in some corner, but I forget who. You could answer that, really, they should be peturos, but there's a gzeiros hakasuv of ayin olav that says they have to wait before remarrying, that before they remarry, they have to be ma'ayin and wait and see what happens to the pregnancy. Even though they should say, what are they going to say? Mimanavshach. If she ends up not giving birth, then she already did the yibam, and we don't have to do yibam, because only one wife has to do yibam. If she doesn't end up giving birth, then we're tzaras erva. So they could say mimanavshach, we're mutter in the shuk. But Ayin Olav says, don't take advantage of your heter until she gives birth, special gzeiros hakasuv. That's really what Daniel was trying to say. So that's one possibility. Or, you could say like the Imrei Moshe. So I think that's how he would get out of it. Okay, so that's just, I'll just point out, one other thing while we have a few minutes. It's just one very, very Pashuk Hakira about how to read the Maskana of Sugya. It's Tosos versus everyone else, and they have Rayas, but Tosin can get out of the Raya. There's an interesting Tosin, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, who seems to be a stira to the other Tosafim, or specifically Tosin Lamed Beis of an Aleph. What is Tosin Lamed Beis of an Aleph talking about? Tosin Lamed Beis of an Aleph is talking about the following case. You have a case where Nasa Mace the Achar Kach Nasa Chai. What does that mean? First, the brother who's going to die marries a sister. Then the living brother, the brother who's going to live, marries the second sister. Meaning, first this wife became my Aisha Sach, because my brother who died married her. Then she became my Achos Isha. So if you hold Einyan Sukkah L'Nisr, if you hold Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, then what do we say? Achos Isha is not Chal. Achos Isha is not Chal. Because Ein Isser Chal Isser. So she is just Asura because of Eishas Ach. That's the funny case called Lopaka. What happens? She's my Eishas Ach, but that would be Mutter for Yibam. Then she becomes my Achos Isha. But Ein Isser Chal Isser, Achos Isha can't be Chal. So what happens? It's not mutter to Yibam. Why? So if it's mutter to Yibam, we take away Ishasach, and then Achazisha would be Chal. So the word decides, since if Ishasach was mutter, Achazisha would be Chal, Ishasach stays. She's my Ishasach, she's not my Achazisha. She's only Ishasach min Filozo. So what happens if she's Ishasach min Filozo? So, what happens to this Ishasach min Filozo? So, Tosos and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says the tsaros are asuros to that Tosos Lashitase. Eishas Achmin Filozo Asu the tsaros. Right? Wonderful, wonderful for Tosos. That's Tosos Lashitase. But on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, they're trying to analyze Beis Shammai. Anyone remember the famous sheet of Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai holds tsaros Erevar Mutaros. So, why are tsaros Erevar Mutaros? Ah, because Ein Yisr Chal Isser, because of this case. And Tosa says in the Gimel and Beis, if you turn to Gimel and Beis, the Ramasco, De Lo says, V'yim Tomar, Kevin De Yisr Achos Yisha Lo Chai Yil Tis Yavim Erva Gufa. If Ein Yisr Chal Isser, why can't the Erva do Yiva? V'yish Loma De Yisr Achos Yisha Mitzel Toi Lo Chai, because the Yisr Achos Yisha is waiting to be Chal. Ipaka Yisr Yishdach Asim Chayil. If Yishdach disappeared, Achos Yisha Bichal. Hilkul Opaka, she stays Yishdach. She stays Yishdach. Tosa says, Beis Shammai holds the same exact thing as on Daflam Beis, she stays Eishasach, but Tosos on Yud Gimel Amud Beis says she stays Eishasach, and therefore, since she's only Eishasach, the Tzoros are Rutoros, that justifies Beis Shammai. So, some of them point out, hold on, this Tosos holds that Eishasach in the field of it doesn't patter the Tzoros. This Tosos holds like Rav Chaim, like the Ritva and the Ramban. Isn't this a steer in Tosos? The same as that case. The same as that case. Tos says in Daflam and Beis Amud Aleph, Achos Yishadach Chal, you're only also because of Eishasach Shalom Mokom Mitzvah, and it patches the Tzoros. And on Daflam Yudgum and Beis, the same case according to Beis Shammai, Achos Yishadach Chal, you're just Eishasach Shalom Mokom Mitzvah, and it doesn't patch to the Tzoros. And that's why Beis Shammai doesn't patch to the Tzoros. So isn't this a steer in Tosfos? Isn't Tosfos betraying his own? Shita. So what's the easiest way to explain why it's not a steer in Tosfos and he's not betraying the Shita? Exactly. That's what someone says. Ah, that's what the Rishash sounds like. I shouldn't say said. But the Rishash sounds that way. The Rishash that I put on the Kroba sheet. You could answer Kasha. You could say that's just Aliba de Beis Shammai. And have the Tosfos be sosur for himself straight out, flat out? The answer is, he's not sosur for himself flat out. One is Lidyon and one is the Beis Shammai. And the Chaim of the Beis Shammai, he agrees the other side of the Chakira. And Beis Shammai is not important. All right, Eina Mishnah. And the Chaim of Beis Shammai, he's Modeh. Now, without seeing the Gemara Daflam Yud Gimel Beis, it'll be a little hard to understand the even better answer to this, which I saw also in one of the Achronim once, but I can't remember for the life of me where. It's really, you could say no. Everyone agrees to this. Tosos really, he admits that Eishtach min Filozu would pop to the Tzara. It's just that within Beis Shammai has another opinion. Beis Shammai says that in this case she's not Achos Isha. And Beis Shammai says, even in the case she became Achos Isha first, that also wouldn't be considered Tzara's Achos Isha. Basically, for Beis Shammai, you never have a case of Tzoros Achos Isha. So what? If you never have a case of Tzoros Achos Isha, then what drasha doesn't get off the ground? If there's never a case of Tzoros Achos Isha, then you can't darshan Letzorah, because Letzorah is written by Achos Isha. So for Beis Shammai, it's not that Aliba de Beis Shammai, he admits the grach. It's that this is a cheshbon. You're making a cheshbon here, right? That since there's no case of Tzoros Achos Isha, you can't darshan litzror, and there's no such din as tortzara. Maybe that's what Tosfos is saying in the Beis Shammai. He's not saying that Eishasach min Filozu doesn't pop to the tzara. He's saying that, but according to Beis Shammai, if you never have a case of Tzoros Achos Isha, you never get off the ground with Drasha Litzror, and there is no such Drasha as Litzror. But it's not that he's admitting Rav Chaim's right. No, it's that according to Beis Shammai, After all, you can ask Meshamai, why can't Saras Bito? Why can't, I mean, there are answers. According to Meshamai, it's not that she doesn't pop to the Torah because she's only an Isha Sach. No, she doesn't pop to the Torah because once she's not an Achos Isha, and Beishamai holds you can never have a case of Achos Isha for other reasons in the Sugya, you can never get the drush off the ground. Once you never get the drush off the ground, there's no drush off. Let's throw, there's nothing to talk about. So really, there are two ways to defend why, in Beishamai's case, Eish Zachmin Filuzu doesn't pop to the Tzaros, either because Beishamai agrees with Rechaim, or because no, for Beishamai it's a more fundamental thing. There is no Torah Tzaros because you lose the drusha. Why do you lose the drusha? Because once you can't have a case of Achos Isha, you have no right to darshan the pasuk and the whole thing falls. Okay, if we, when you get to the Shakla Targum of Gimel Beis, you'll see that that's a very posh way to explain it. That's all we have to say for now about this this fundamental machlokas between Tosos and the other Rishonim and Achronim.
Beishamai agrees you have a case of Achos Isha.
No, he doesn't. Because Beishamai says, this is something which we have to explain when we get there. If she was Eishas Ach first and Achos Isha second, Enes or Chalisa. And if she was Achos Isha first and Eishas Ach second, then Enes or Chalisa or Eishas Ach, and she's considered Shalob Makom Mitzvah because as if she's not your Eishas Ach. Right. So he never has a case of Tzaras Achos Isha Makom Mitzvah. Now, what the spur behind that is, we'll have to see. The Rav has radical things to say about it. We'll see if we can figure out anything less radical to say. Okay, we'll pick up next time, Yosh Hashem, with Amud Beis, just what we're going to start with next time. Amud Beis is chock full of important inyanim, Yud Beis, Amud Beis. First, they bring in the famous brisa of the Gimel Nashim Shamshos B'moch, right? This is famous because it is the basis of the whole tshuvas and all the literature and all the achronim about various methods of birth control and v'chuli. It's also famous, Rav Moshe made it famous, because the part of it, which we won't get to right away, is the basis of the whole smoking sugya as well. So here we have basically like, you know, basically every medical halacha issue other than brain death is in this one few lines of the Gemara here. And brain death, we already mentioned, was covered on the bottom dot tes amud aleph. So we've done all of medical halachas here. This is brought in the context of our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says you can't have chamoso menes. Once someone gives birth, they can't do miyun because they're an adult. And this brisa affects the issue. Is it really true that someone can't give birth as a katana? Or maybe someone can give birth as a katana? And then it gets into Banamariya Kitsimadam, which is a big sugya with the Rechaim on it. We are, for the next year and a half, going to ignore the context in our sugya. We don't care about chamoso menes. We don't care whether a katana can give birth or not. We're going to stick with the birth control aspects of sugya and then segue into the sakana aspects of sugya. And only in another week, we'll come back to actually discuss the issue of whether you can give birth and be a katana or not, which is the context in our sugya, which is the whole lungs in itself. So don't get involved in those acts of the sugya first. Let's start with just forget about what it's worth for Yevamos. Just the brisa of Tanya Bibi of Gimel Nashim Misham Shos B'moch and the Isser of what's considered Zera Levatala and what's the Machlokas here, and it'll take us more than one shiur to cover that. I just gave you one page of Ar Mekomos. I filled one page of Ar Mekomos and stopped. And that's what we'll pick up with. Please take a Ar Mekomos on your way out, and then the last person, please put them in the box. Yes. Since there's no case of Tzaras Achos Isha, no case.
No